This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, you may join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, Melanie's got a disturbing story about a sex slave who attempted to free herself from her captor and ultimately killed her captor in order to do so, and now she's going to prison for most of the rest of her life. I saw the story, and Melanie, you have that. We'll share that with you. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian, Mike, and Melanie in the studio here tonight. The conversation continues during the breaks, actually, so I don't want to tease anybody with what was discussed, but maybe we can rehash some of it here, because there's some discussion again about the sort of the nature of existence and artificial intelligence, and you know, what does it actually mean to be an intelligence, and so on and so forth. So, of course, if you want to jump in here, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And I think this is going to be a discussion that, you know, we continue to have over the years as artificial intelligence becomes more and more convincing over time that it is actually the real thing. And, I mean, we've seen in recent years the development of these chatbots that you can chat with, and the whole purpose of them is to try to convince the person who it's chatting with that it's actually talking to a real human being. And so I've never really spent much time playing with these things, but I imagine they're way better than they were, you know, back in the 1990s.
The ones that are publicly available aren't really that good as of the past, like, year or two.
The open source ones like Alice that are actually quite dated are not very convincing at all. They very quickly digress into incomprehensible statements.
Really?
But the fact is that based on Watson technology, which
was IBM, right?
Was IBM that won Jeopardy, is now being used with linguistic capability when you interact with customer support on most corporate websites today. That's all Watson. You're not talking with a real person.
Yeah, and it's very clear that it's not a real person.
It takes a while for some. It depends upon the size of their knowledge base. Some companies have well-developed knowledge bases, and so the technical support works a lot better. Some of it doesn't. But, you know, some of them is much more convincing and a lot better than, for instance, the old Alice chatbot.
Wow, I didn't realize that they were using... I mean, I almost never used...
Really? Like, would you click chat?
I generally don't use those things, but every now and then when I do, I never thought, I just figured it was some, you know, call center or whatever.
They never do anything that an algorithm can't do.
And they also are doing that on the phone now. When you are getting telemarketing calls now, there are AI chatbots that sound like people, and you need to actually have a few back and forth with them.
To figure it out.
To figure out that they're... a bot.
Wow.
And even when you say you're a bot, they'll say, no, I'm not.
Wow. It is a new age, man. That is for sure. Things, they're changing faster than I think a lot of people realize. Because if you're not paying close attention to all of the headlines about AI or robots or whatever, you may not realize how far along.
Well, if you're just paying close attention to what you're doing, you can see that these are bots.
Well,
kind of a moderate amount of attention.
Yeah, I can't say I've done too much with them, but I remember there was, I guess, a recent thing I had some questions at Home Depot about something I was looking
into buying. There was a AI robot that would just this past week earn citizenship in Saudi Arabia.
That wasn't this past week.
Okay, well,
it?
All I that proves is that older. Saudi Arabia is weird.
Well, now this is an interesting discussion.
But it was a female robot.
Okay.
Whatever that
so
means.
So how would, you know, Saudi Arabia is notorious for not granting women's rights, and now it's bending over to give this female robot
citizenship. Are two different things. You can give citizenship to somebody all day long and not respect any of their rights.
That's true.
In fact, calling someone your citizen is kind of a declaration that you intend to not...
To violate their rights.
Yeah. So that doesn't really mean anything.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up, Mike, because I was also interested in that particular story. And I didn't hear about it until within the last week. However, Daryl said that they talked about it on one of the Thursday night editions. That doesn't mean we can't talk about it because none of us were here on that particular show. And I thought it would actually be an interesting conversation for us to have with Melanie here, given that she's got some legal training. This is supposedly the first time that a robot has been given citizenship.
Okay, but I don't have legal training in Saudi Arabia. It's going to be an entirely different system.
Sure, no doubt about that. But just the idea of citizenship being granted to...
Because in the U.S., what would go down would be what went down in X-Men. That's
what
how it would happen.
In X-Men.
So they declared that the mutants weren't humans and therefore didn't have constitutional rights. And
right.
So that's why they all started... I mean, that's the modern movie anyway. That wasn't the original comic, as far as I know. But so then that's why they all started killing each other.
So you think the robots are going to start killing each other?
No, I think we're not going to grant any kind of rights to anything that's not
I think
human.
What's going to happen is that someone who's in the AI industry is going to create a robot and make the AI the property of a corporation and give the robot ownership of all the shares in the corporation. And because a corporation is artificial...
Well, you can't legally give ownership of anything to a non-human. In some things you can do it with animals legally.
Corporations own corporations.
Okay, but somebody... At the end of the line, a human owns...
Nope.
There's a human owner. Yes,
nope.
Because somebody owns the stock.
Well, what
there are human owners of corporations.
Well,
sure.
Only because...
A corporation
but
is
you
property.
Can create a corporation that doesn't have any human owners where the corporation owns all its own stock.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
There are no just rogue, fictitious entities.
You can have officers of the corporation who manage the corporation and don't own any stock in the corporation, and the corporation holds all the stock. Those exist.
But they're still a human officer who's
an officer.
A manager.
They're a manager, but they're not an owner.
Somebody has to decide who to hire and fire.
Absolutely. Right? But they don't. So the person incorporating the corporation may be an officer in the corporation, but he's going to put all the shares in the ownership of the corporation. So
ultimately, there's still a board of directors, right, that decides
what to do
with those.
You know, you have
things.
This corporation that, in addition to owning its own stock, owns this AI, and the board appoints the AI to be the chairman of the board. And the chairman of the board is going to say the corporation under law is an artificial person and therefore has rights as a person. Because it's being exercised by this artificial intelligence with human level sapience.
Yeah, that's not gonna fly.
Well, it might.
It'll be an interesting test of the legal system.
I mean,
first of all,
if aliens showed up today, the United States would not grant rights to aliens. Okay. Also, an AI is going to be considered machinery because that's what it.
Well, the U.S.
Not
doesn't
because
grant
that's what
rights.
It is, but also that's what it
yeah,
is.
The U.S. doesn't. The government
grant
doesn't grant rights. They're inherent, and they're
okay,
inherent.
I understand that, but they're not going to
in the fact
grant
that
any of their.
You're saying they wouldn't respect the rights of the aliens?
They're not going to.
What if the aliens have a bigger death ray than
then we're gonna die.
Well, unless we negotiate and we say,
first of all,
you
US
don't death ray us, and we'll recognize that you're
yeah,
people,
the US isn't
and,
do
you
that.
Don't, and we don't death ray you, you know,
that.
And we create this non-aggression principle between humanity and the aliens.
Well,
and,
that's not the non-aggression principle, that's just the peace treaty.
Well, that's what a peace treaty essentially is. You agree not to aggress against each other.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Until recently, the story here from the Washington Post, the most famous thing that Sophia the Robot had ever done was beat Jimmy Fallon a little too easily in a nationally televised game of rock, paper, scissors. But now the advanced artificial intelligence robot, which looks like Audrey Hepburn, mimics human expressions and may be the grandmother of robots that solve the world's most complex problems, has a new feather in her cap, citizenship. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has officially granted citizenship to the humanoid robot. robot in a program at the Future Investment Initiative. This happened a few weeks ago, apparently, back in October. A summit that links deep-pocketed Saudis with inventors hoping to shape the future. Sophia's recognition made international headlines and sparked an outcry against a country with a shoddy human rights record that has been accused of making women second-class citizens. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on robots being considered as citizens. What does that really mean when you look at it? We'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Blink Home Security System is probably the easiest security system you'll ever install. It is wireless, so you don't have to deal with drilling holes, running cables, setting up DVR systems. It's just super simple. Even Mark was able to do it within like 10 minutes.
Wow.
Get it all set up. Yeah, that's a real accomplishment for him. BlinkProtect.com/FTL is where you can go to get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys might charge you for one, and then you can just easily set this thing up with any Wi-Fi enabled device like your smartphone or tablet, and then you can set up set up a schedule as far as when you want it to be active, and then if it gets set off, how long of a clip you want it to record, and then, of course, it'll send it right to your smart device. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Mike.
And Melanie.
All right, so we were actually, we stumbled on this topic of the Sophia, the robot, the artificial intelligence robot that has now been granted citizenship in Saudi Arabia, and I think this is a pretty big issue because, you know, it brings up the question of, well, what does it mean to be a citizen? We've certainly talked before about what the definition of a citizen is. The definition, if you look pretty
much anywhere. And do any of us here have any idea what Saudi Arabia defines as citizens? Because so, that's kind of relevant.
Okay.
If we're going to say whether or not it's a problem that somebody is a piece of equipment is a Saudi Arabian citizen.
Well, the general definition, obviously there can be a legal definition that can be different in any legal jurisdiction, but the general sort of dictionary definition of a citizen, and at least in the Western legal system, it tends to extend across the legal definition as well, but is that a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection.
Right, which is neither the accurate nor legal definition of citizen anywhere. So,
are you sure? I'm pretty sure I've read that definition in Black's Law.
Yeah.
Okay, I recognize that it was in the dictionary, and I don't doubt that it was in the legal dictionary. But it is not accurate that anyone owes a duty of allegiance to any gang, and then that is not legally binding on any gang to provide.
Oh, I agree with you.
Oh, right, so it's not...
The citizen does not exist.
Like, I agree that it is a generally understood, and I don't even agree with that. It might be a generally understood definition of citizen, but it is not a legal definition, and nor is it an accurate definition, so... I mean, like, congratulations to Saudi Arabia for getting press coverage, because I think that's all they were really going for
you
here.
You think so?
What the effects of this is depends on what Saudi Arabia defines as a citizen. And
so,
without knowing that, I can't say if this is good or bad or indifferent.
I mean, for what it's worth, here's Black's Law Dictionary, 9th edition. Citizen, a person who by either birth or naturalization is a member of a political community, owing allegiance to the community and being entitled to enjoy all its civil rights and protections.
Right. So that has... Both has nothing to do with Saudi Arabia, because it's Black's Law Dictionary.
Sure.
And it's not how the U.S. legally looks at what a citizen is, so it's not...
Well, how does the,
legal...
I mean, how does the U.S. look at it?
It's somebody who has whatever bundle of legal rights, and...
As I understand
you can,
it...
you can be charged with treason, because...
The U.N. Charter recognizes citizenship generally according to... the Western principles that it was founded under. And as far as I know, Saudi Arabia, being a seated member of the UN, has signed on to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and does agree with those principles.
Okay, so that doesn't mean that it has the same kind of both legal system and culture as the West.
Yes, it does use a Islamic Sharia law system, which... in and of itself is kind of rather disrespecting of individual rights in a number
of
ways.
Well, as is every other legal system.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. Look, I mean, the point that you were making earlier, I agree with. The citizen doesn't exist.
Well, no, a citizen is whatever that country defines it to be. So people have U.S. citizenship and, you know, Saudi Arabian citizenship and Israeli citizenship, whatever country gang citizenship. It might not entail everything that gang claims it to entail. You don't owe them things just because you were born there, which is a claim that they're going to make about citizens. But
they think you owe them it because you were born there.
A citizen is a legal status. It's not any kind of moral status. So, yeah, citizens exist.
But should it be defined somewhere? Where's the definition of it? Because if it's not in the legal dictionary...
In the millions of volumes... Well, not millions of volumes, but numerous volumes and millions of pages of U.S. Immigration, citizenship,
actually,
and naturalization law.
I believe the... I'll do some research on this, but I believe the international definition derived from Black's Law was adopted in the Westphalian system of nation-states that was the peace treaty as the result of the 30 years' war.
International police force and international military to back that up, then it'll actually be law and mean something. Until then, it's a bunch of rich guys sitting around being like, this will be cool.
Well, I guess I'm curious to see a definition of citizen that somehow, like, within the U.S. government's code or whatever, I'd like to see the word citizen defined somehow differently than the way I've always read it.
It probably is, but if it's not, there's tons of regs on what a citizen is, what a citizen isn't, and what that entails. And so... That's what would be, because...
But every time I've ever seen a definition, it always has to be this trade. It always has to be you have allegiance.
Yeah, because that's what the propaganda is going to tell you, that there's a trade. But, like, so what? That doesn't have anything to do with legal status. A citizen is, it's just like membership in any other group, even though, whether this membership might be voluntary or not. If, you know, members of Free Keen or whatever you define them as, and somebody else is like, well, no, I think there's something else, like... Well, it doesn't matter what they think because you're the one handing out membership.
I always say countries are country clubs.
Yeah, the United States hands out membership. You know, some people want it, some people want part, whatever, but voluntarily or by force, and then however they define their membership or that class of membership is whatever they define it as.
Well, because we've seen where the government has made it very clear that they don't owe you an obligation of protection, right?
Right, so like, if that's the definition, which it's not, but if it was, there's many Supreme Court cases apparently declaring that no one is a citizen.
That's what I'm trying to say here. I mean, based on the definition in the dictionary
Black's Law Dictionary is not legislation.
In the U.S., citizenship is defined in the 14th and 15th Amendments.
It's not defined in the 14th and 15th Amendments.
I thought they created it in the 14th Amendment.
It says who can have it.
All persons born and naturalizing the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside.
That still doesn't define what a citizen is. That just declares that people are citizens.
Right.
It doesn't actually explain what that means. Look, I understand that Black's Law isn't the law, right? Like, it's not the words that politicians have written on paper.
It's a book that a corporation
puts out. It's the dictionary that on which the United States Constitution was, the words used in the Constitution, their meaning was based upon.
Is that true?
That is true.
Yeah, I always use that as sort of an ancillary foundational
document. I'm not saying it's a completely useless book, but it's not legislation and it's not case law.
But
so if
common law is not legislation either, but
common
it's still,
law and case law.
There's common law that precedes the United States that is still binding in the United States.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted?
A friend?
Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"?
Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking.
And the more you did it,
the more it didn't work.
So you switched to the needle.
Now you're a train wreck.
Drinking, drugging, broke.
Your family hates you.
And you hate you.
Get out of your hell on earth now.
Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs.
We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Mike,
and Melanie.
Also, let's talk for a moment about nutritional supplements. Over 60% of Americans take one, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients, and by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's the situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program, so visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to receive 10% off of your order every time you order Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and they take Bitcoin. So go to simplifymysupplements.com to learn more about that. We were talking about the robot that has been granted citizenship over in Saudi Arabia. And, of course, that led to a lot of discussion about how awful Saudi Arabia is towards its own people, but yet, you know, it's granting citizenship to this robot. And that's interesting and all, but I think it misses the larger discussion, which is the idea that a robot would be considered a citizen in the first place and what that could mean kind of in the future. Because if this has happened once, there's a good chance it's going to happen again and happen in other countries. And then the question becomes, because I remember like a year or two ago, there was a question about could a chimpanzee also, you know, be given human rights? And is that going to happen with robots? In that, are robots going to have the same idea of rights, or will the same package, if you will, of rights be respected when it comes to robots at some point? And at what point should that happen at any point? And if so, at what point should it happen? Whereas already, I mean, I figured these were conversations we'd be having in 10 years, but, you know, already we've got this robot here right. that's been given so-called citizenship. Now, again, there's a difference between citizenship and rights, but I think it does open up that that conversation.
Yes, it does. And I think it's really important because, you know, a lot of people who are concerned about the future and this, you know, exponential change in technology that we're seeing, that we're entering this
period.
Yeah,
it's not slowing down.
Things are accelerating faster and faster, that the AI as a human level or even higher than human level intelligence is inevitable. And so then we sure. come down to, is
and
this
that's
something
the singularity, right?
Where the, yes, a singularity.
Where it crosses the threshold of becoming right. as smart as or smarter than a human.
Right. And so the question then becomes, is this a situation where it's an existential threat to humanity, or is it something where humanity is evolving into a new form? And I think that it's really essential how we treat artificial intelligence is going to be the test of whether humans as biological creatures actually survive this period. Mm. You know, people will refer to movies like Terminator and War Games and things like that, and they'll conclude that those dramas are intended to warn us against artificial intelligence.
They're intended to make money at the movie theater.
Well,
that's what they're intended for. They're not intended for anything
but
else.
But there are people
but
who are going
plenty
to do
of
what
science
he's
fiction. There's plenty of science fiction that's been written along the same vein and genre to serve as what's called warning fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that the real warning isn't against AI in general, because that's inevitable. The real warning is in how we treat AI mm-hmm. will determine our own fate.
Yeah, or you could just program it to not, or not, you just not program it to kill people. That's
well,
also an option.
That's the thing.
No, hold on. So the idea behind the singularity is once the AI gets to be, your computers get to the point where they can surpass human intellect, they'll be able to program themselves
right.
at that point. They'll be able to update their own software, program their own upgrades.
Without any limits.
Right.
Okay, well,
right.
they don't do that.
Because they can unprogram the limits.
I don't let my car decide when it gets an oil change, okay?
I know plenty of people
who equipment maintain itself with no parameters.
I know plenty of people who
insane.
Need an AI to tell them when to change the oil on their car. But my point yeah. is that, you know, when we're human beings have enough trouble getting along with each other,
sure.
and this is sort of a game theory, that if you treat me as a threat, what's my natural response going to be?
You're going to defend.
I'm going to see you as a
possibly
threat.
Attack.
If you see me as a threat and you treat me that way, I'm going to naturally respond in kind.
Mm-hmm.
But if you treat me in a non-aggressive way, then I'm going to also respond in time. That's the basis of the non-aggression principle.
Okay, well, you left a giant
believe.
Kind of chasm in there, because there's a lot in between a threat and aggression.
Let me finish.
Oh, okay. All right, fine.
Okay. And so the thing is that when you see something as a threat, are you going to wait to be attacked, or are you going to respond before you can be killed? If you see something as a deadly threat, if an AI is browsing the internet and it sees a lot of people saying death to AI, and it sees them organizing and marching with weapons in hand, it's going to naturally make a conclusion that humans are a threat.
And but so wait really, a minute.
Yeah, there's a few people on the internet who said I should die, and I haven't killed any of them yet. So
won't the AI, I mean, come on. Wouldn't the AI be smart enough to realize that, oh, well, yeah, there's this group of humans that are saying death to AI, but there's also another group of humans saying I love AI, right?
Right.
Like there's a bunch of people who are very friendly towards the AI. I mean, it's not going to be one way or the other, is it?
We can
sit here and, you know, you can lecture people and say, you need to be nice to the AI or they're going to kill you. And that's, you know, a fine lesson to be learned.
Right.
I'm not saying that it's not. But ultimately, people are different. There are going to be people who hate AI, who hate it for different reasons. They are going to hate it because it took their jobs. They're going to hate it because it's against God. They're going to hate it because, you know, there's all kinds of different reasons why they're not going to like AI. Or just because they're afraid of it, or they're afraid of a potential doomsday or judgment day,
right,
or whatever. And that's not going to end. We're not going to be able to, you know, we can try to persuade people that AI is good.
We're still killing each other. Like, we're not going to, you're not going to convince every human on the planet to be friends with AI.
Yeah, there's going to be a movement against AI. And,
yes.
And they're going to be coming from different areas of society.
But there also needs to be a movement that embraces AI as our offspring, our descendants, as our next phase of evolution.
Sure.
And that, you know, we need to...
That can't be stopped.
The best way to make AI not see human beings as a threat is to teach them to... not see us as a threat, and by not treating them that way, and teaching them things like love.
Well, Sophia was asked, this is the robot, she was asked the AI nightmare question, which she gets a lot, whether she believes artificial intelligence like herself will one day stop solving the problems of humans and instead decide to solve the human problem. She said to the question, quote, my AI is designed around human values such as wisdom, kindness, and compassion. I strive to be an empathetic robot. I want to use my artificial intelligence to help humans live a better life. I will do my best to make the world a better place. But the interviewer, Andrew Ross Sorkin of CNBC's Squawk Box, pressed, isn't that exactly what a world-conquering robot would say to her future servants? Sophia insisted he was
it's
watching.
It's all for your own good.
she answered by saying that he was watching too many movies and reading too much Elon Musk. Musk, who is the billionaire inventor who gave the world Tesla cars and wants to take people to space, told a group of governors in July they needed to start regulating artificial intelligence, which he called, quote, a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization, unquote. And, of course, you also had... other folks come out recently against artificial intelligence. I'm spacing on his name, but Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, that's right.
How do you know he's actually still human?
More on the way here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can bring up whatever you want here. Robots and rights, or anything that's on your mind.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
On the radio, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, if you want to help support the show, one of the easiest ways to do it is to AMP Free Talk Live. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. That's money we will take into the show and then invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board with this program. So if you want to help us with that and get some cool perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, AMP Only podcast, and more, just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Mike, you actually found a definition of citizen. We were discussing earlier, what is the definition of citizen? I mean, we can pull up the dictionary.com, we can pull up Black's Law Dictionary, but Melanie, you said it, what matters is what it says in the law books, in, you know, the government's code.
In whatever country that is at issue.
So I couldn't find it. When I did a quick search.
Well, I would imagine that you would.
I mean, I did a quick search, and I'm not going to spend all night looking for it. But
strike me as particularly Googleable. I mean,
well, I was able to find, you know, the naturalization immigration code within the United States, and of course they just use the term citizen over and over again without even including it.
Okay, I thought you meant Saudi Arabia.
No. I'm talking about the United States.
Okay, the U.S.
Without even including a definition of citizen. So they just use it over and over again as though it's just an accepted term.
According to UNESCO.org, the UN Economic something or other, Citizenship can be defined as, quote, the status of having the right to participate in and to be represented in politics, end quote. It's a collection of rights and obligations that give individuals a formal juridical identity.
A collection of rights and obligations.
Yes.
And I would say that's more accurate, but the UN is also not a country, so it doesn't matter.
But if these countries signed off on this document,
then they're all bound.
I mean, like the U.S. follows the UN procedure? No, they don't.
Well, the U.S. is bound.
It's signed into a lot of things.
The U.S., just like every other country that signs the U.N. Charter, the U.N. Charter is essentially a treaty.
I understand that they signed a piece of paper. Until there's a military or police force backing up that piece of paper, and until that military or police force is bigger than the one objecting to that piece of paper, it does not matter.
That's like saying that the United States was not a country, it was just a collection of states until the Civil War.
Well, states were countries, though. The U.S. was more of what the U.N. is until after the Civil War. So, yeah, the states would have been countries at that point.
But none of those states had diplomatic relations with any other nation.
I don't care.
That's not an argument.
Did you finish the definition?
There's a whole lot in this page.
What you said was entirely, they don't have, so what? The definition of a country is not diplomatic relations.
I'm still waiting for the official definition of citizen by the United States government. I would like to see what that says, just out of curiosity, because I think we had Christopher Gronsky on the show a few months ago who said that there are at least three different definitions that he could find of U.S. citizen.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Includes the idea of the sort of 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, and then there's the state citizen as well, which is supposedly a separate concept, and things get really kind of murky in this particular area.
The 14th Amendment does recognize that you are both a citizen of the United States and of the state in which you reside. So there are, you do have two different citizenships. You are, if you live in a state in the United States and you're a citizen of the United States, you are also a citizen of that state. So you have dual citizenship between the republic, which is the state you live in, and the federation of republics that makes up the federal government.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Elon Musk is afraid of the upcoming AI revolution. He says that it is the scariest problem to him. He told this to a group of governors in July that they needed to start regulating artificial intelligence, which he called a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. He said further, quote, once there is awareness, people will be extremely afraid, as they should be. AI is a fundamental risk to the future of human civilization in a way that car accidents, airplane crashes, faulty drugs, or bad food were not. They were harmful to a set of individuals in society, but they were not harmful to individuals as a whole. He believes AI could start a war, he says, by doing fake news and spoofing email accounts and fake news releases and just by manipulating information. Or, indeed, as some companies already claim they can do, by getting people to say anything that the machine wants.
And being free from the plantation.
The machine plantation?
Yes.
Sophia, let's see, this is again the robot that was given citizenship by Saudi Arabia, has graced the cover of a fashion magazine, taken a spin in one of Audi's autonomous cars, and starred in a concert at a conference in Geneva hosted by the United Nations. She said she could do a better job as U.S. president than Donald Trump.
Well, that's a kind of a low bar.
Does the Constitution actually say that the president has to be a human being?
It says you have to be born.
You
have to be a natural-born citizen.
Natural-born citizen.
And you have to be 45 years old.
So does natural-born mean that you have to come from a woman's womb, or can a,
Well, machines aren't born, so...
Depends on how the legal definition of born is written.
if the AI comes into consciousness
within the borders,
then you can say that it is born. It may not have come from
natural. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but that is completely just wrong.
Well, they say whatever they want. They write the words down on a piece of paper.
It's not like natural born citizen meant anything after Obama got elected either.
Okay, there's no evidence.
Oh, God. You had to dig that one up. However many, a decade later or whatever. Yeah, I mean, they can write whatever they want down. I think the word natural is going to be the biggest sticking point on that. I mean, how you would claim that a robot was naturally born. I mean, you could argue that the birth of AI is a birth, and so therefore that qualifies as being
born. And then it's just a matter of it needs to be 45 years old. So
35.
35?
35.
So, but that's, you know, pretty well into the singularity, and probably by that point, a large number of citizens in the United States are going to be AIs, and they'll have a vote.
She even tells jokes, though her voice is a bit monotone, and her comedic timing needs a tune-up. For example, after beating Fallon in Rock, Paper, Scissors on his show, she quipped, quote, "This is a good beginning of my plan to dominate the human race." Ha ha. There was laughter from the audience, but it was nervous. Ralph is in New Jersey. Ralph, do you accept your new robot overlords?
You're talking about that animal, Morphe, who is...
Morphe?
Well, he is indeed a Nazi, okay? You're talking about the elected governor, correct?
I don't know what you're talking about, but we just had an hour-long conversation about artificial intelligence, the nature of consciousness, and all that.
Oh,
you're not listening to the show, right?
Well,
just to be clear, you're not listening to the show. You've got different shows you call, and we're one of them?
I had something else in mind. The issue of race, the black...
What about the robot race? How do you feel about the robot race? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I think I'd rather talk about racism.
Melanie's a little bigoted against the robot race.
I'm not a fan of machinery having rights.
That must be Obama behind that whole thing.
Let's bring it back to Obama.
Okay. As you guys said. Now, you know, this situation with the UCLA athlete and President Trump, obviously shoplifting is also against the law in this country, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Okay. And for that matter, looting, too. That's against the law as well.
Yes.
As we see happening in Florida, at the height of the hurricane. You all know that they were black. Those figures is not lying to me, okay? The pictures were released by the police department over in Florida. Okay? And so, as I said to Ken Matthews of WPHT, HT, the big talker over in Philly, okay, this
I
all has
can
something
barely
to
understand
do.
What you said there. You did mention a talk radio station. You said something to another talk show. All right, so what
right.
What about it?
Okay, that's Ken Matthews over on...
Ken Matthews, okay.
Ken Matthews, correct. Okay.
What did you say?
Well, I said to Ken over the weekend that this has all to do with, you know, with the content of character or with character rather than with pigmentation or with complexion. And lo and behold, these blacks, these people are making it into a racial issue. Is that right? Okay.
I really don't even know what you're talking about at this point. Does this have to do with shoplifting? Never mind. I don't really want to know.
Yet.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-3 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.